Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Jason Watkins, and I just had a quick note from the producer. He's amazed at what immune function is and this side of the story about all the things that protect us. So thank you for that in the first half to give us that visual of all our army and our own bodies on alert and protecting us, and just how we can support that and nourish it. So lots of different mushrooms, and it's the nutrients in the mushrooms. How do we go about finding mushrooms that are going to be beneficial?
Yeah, so that's one key. So mushrooms in the wild, they detox the natural environment. So in ancient times, that was fine because there wasn't really any toxins other than naturally occurring things. Mm-hmm. But now in modern times, because of the pollution, things like that, they actually concentrate it. So even though that would be wonderful, like in ancient times, it's not the best thing to do for your immune system. Mm-hmm. And also, it's not necessarily very good to eat raw mushrooms, because raw mushrooms have a lot of other microbes that contaminate them. So what you're looking for when you're thinking of immune system is, number one, you get really high quality source if you're eating them. For instance, lion's mane is a really good alternative to pork and things like that, and has a different type of texture. It's really nice. But you'd want to make sure it's in a pristine environment, and you want to cook it really well so that you're killing off any other microbes that might contaminate it. What you're really looking for the immune system, though, is medicinal style mushrooms that are not necessarily the ones that you eat so much, like cordyceps and reishi. We do eat shiitake. That's one thing that you can buy a lot of, and the shiitake works. Mm-hmm. Lion's mane is another one that you can find, and that also helps you with your mental or your mind's function, agaricus. But other things, I think, on top of mushrooms, you want to make sure that they're processed properly. Mm-hmm. And there's different ways of processing. Sometimes you can use alcohol extracts to pull out the fat-soluble compounds. Sometimes you can use water extracts to pull out the water compounds. Or you can use micronizing, which is what we do in our company, and that just basically breaks up all the fiber and releases all the compounds in suspension. It's a bit more expensive, but that's the way that you can get all of the different compounds in mushrooms, which all have different effects. And this is really interesting, too. So your immune system, in the building of antibodies, depends on compounds called polysaccharides that are found in mushrooms and other fruits and vegetables, things like that, but particularly high in mushrooms. In old farming practices where you grew things for quite a long time without stimulating and increasing the rate of their growth, that allowed for mutations in the different foodstuff as it was growing slowly, which would produce different types of polysaccharides, which then you would ingest by eating all these nutritious foods that you're growing. And then they would have different effects for all different types of antibodies to build, so that you could defend yourself against a myriad of different issues that come in contact with. But nowadays, they're grown so fast, there's less mutations. So you take in these foods, they are basically polysaccharide deficient, and they make you, in a way, they're making you immune deficient. So then again, what do you do? And that's where we turn to mushrooms. Sometimes there's yeast compounds too that do that, but mushrooms seem to be the best. Mm-hmm. And if you, like I said, if you grow them, make sure they're grown to full maturation. Get the whole life cycle. So you're getting all the different parts of the mushroom, the underground part, the above ground, the spores. They have all these different compounds that work in coordination or synergy that will enhance all different aspects of your immune system. Well, like a shotgun approach, right? You're dealing with all these different parts of your immune system, which I didn't even touch on when I started this thing. There's so much you can talk about.
Yeah.
But the mushrooms are just, they're such a powerful thing. The research on them is significant. It's just that the current regulations don't allow you to talk about certain conditions because that's only allowed with drugs.
Right.
But the research is there. So you just have to look it up yourself on PubMed or Medline, things like that. And what you're wanting to do then, like I said, is even if you don't have antibody production, or it takes time, like I said, to build that up, and that's specific rapid, once it's built up, could take 10 days, you have all these other defenses that can either deal with it themselves or greatly slow them down so that your adaptive response gets a chance to build itself so that you can deal with any problem that comes your way.
Wow. So if I'm looking, I love like the sensations and that to have hot cocoa and mushrooms. Are those mushrooms that are mixed with the cocoa and that, are they still micronized? Or is do I need to go right into capsules, micronized capsules for the medicine?
Yeah, so we do with our Immune 7, which was is pretty neat because 2019, 2020, it was awarded the gold medal for the best immune product in Canada, according to pharmacies and retailers. And then our Complete 360 is even a little bit more advanced version of that, but it's newer. Immune 7 has 20 years out there for us. They're all micronized, but then, like you said, the Zensations form that you mix with cacao, so it's like taking a nice warm drink and getting a full dose serving, those are also micronized.
Okay.
So that Zensations is definitely a big line. It's an easy way to take it, a bit less expensive than capsules, too. And it's a fun way. It tastes like a really nice chocolatey drink.
It draws you back every day. I mean, it's it's lovely.
Mix it in coffee if you want to.
And so those the same micronizing process and the same medicinal dosaging of the polysaccharides would be in it.
Absolutely. And the micronizing that you talked about, if you do it simple, it's you put fine particle size into an air chamber that's super cold, and it's at high speed, and the particles bombard each other, and they break down the fiber and release all the active compounds. That's what the pharmaceutical industry uses for really high-end tech, the same as the skincare industry. So you get really good absorption, but you get also get the full spectrum. So that's what we use for all of our mushrooms. And then when you're mixing, like you said, in the Zensations, in the universal harmony, which is the same as our Complete 360, that's for stress relief and immunity. That's my favorite part in our whole company. And that's like a supercharged Immune 7, and Immune 7 won the best immune part, like I said. Universal harmony in one serving gives you the equivalent of four caps of Complete 360, and that is basically a daily dose. If you're really sick, you'd want to take a bit more, but just to help yourself keep a strong, strong immune system and lower your stress levels, which you will feel. That's one serving, one pack of the Zensations, or one teaspoon, or four caps of Complete 360.
Wow! And would it be okay to just get on the Complete 360 and stay on it all winter? Now, is there some cycling that should be done?
Yeah, no, you don't need to cycle. As a matter of fact, I take it every day. I've been doing that for years. I just use it as a coffee alternative. So it gives you, it doesn't give you a like stimulating coffee, but it makes you feel good and makes your mood feel better. So it's a nice drink to start the day, and it tastes like chocolate, you know, a mocha kind of taste.
Yeah.
Or if you want to stick it in your coffee, do that. And yeah, you can keep it on going. There's no need for cycling. It's an adaptogen. You can also integrate these things safely with drugs because they are an adaptogen. They don't stimulate, suppress, or stress liver and kidney function. In fact, they enhance these different things. So you can integrate these safely with different drugs. It's more like a food, think of it like that, that's enhancing your overall ability to fight infection, but also to keep you just feeling better, sleeping better, things like that.
Fantastic. So really no contraindications for anybody. We can use them as food, but using the micronized is giving us real medicine.
Absolutely. Real medicine at a really high high level. We have really high active levels in the product. For anybody that knows mushrooms, our cordyceps tested at 80% polysaccharides, and 35% of that of the polysaccharides beta glucan. I mean, that's unheard of. So it's really, really high.
And what a lovely line. I just have to mention the Purica mushrooms. Those are the ones that I've been ingesting and through cocoa and everything, and they've become my favorite. And it is a BC company. And I just want to thank you for being on the program today for Health First, and for all the education you've done, all the research you've done to keep everybody in more ease and clarity and spontaneity with all the beautiful formulas that you have in your mushroom program.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks so much, Jason. Until we talk again.
Take care.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
We're going to be right back.